For the first time in women's golf history, a player has won the prestigious U.S. Open after having to qualify for the tournament. Yesterday in North Plains, Oregon, 24-year-old Hillary Lunke was the surprise winner, beating two other golfers in a dramatic 18-hole playoff. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Nobody cares. Those words were stuck in my mind as I drove yesterday to see the conclusion of the most important golf tournament on the women's tour. A friend who worked for a national broadcast network who'd covered the tournament through Sunday told me yesterday morning he wouldn't be covering that day's 18-hole playoff. He'd been assigned another story, and besides, he said, nobody cares. My friend and other casual golf fans had cared a lot when the tournament began. They cared about superstar Annika Sorenstam and the 14 teenagers promising to give the Open a youthful edginess. But Annika and the teens went home Sunday. Three relatively unknown players finished up tied for the lead and forced yesterday's playoff. The three nobody supposedly cared about, Hillary Lunke, Angela Stanford, and Kelly Robbins, battled for nearly 5 hours. At the end, it came to this. On the 18th green, Robbins was out of contention. Stanford trailed Lunke by a stroke and needed to sink a 27-foot putt to pull even. It was one of those moments, Stanford said later, when being relatively unknown didn't matter a bit.
You know, I think in any sport, people just want to see excitement, and they want to see the dramatic, and they want to see the impossible. And that putt today that I made on 18, I couldn't believe it went in.
The match was tied. Stanford and Lunke would enter a sudden-death playoff unless Lunke could sink her own dramatic putt, a 15-footer, to win the championship. Lunke had putted brilliantly that afternoon, but now she had to block out Stanford's heroics.
And I just kind of locked in, looking at my line, and just said, forget it. You've played great all day, and you have a putt at 18 to be under par for the day. Let's knock this in.
She did just that and won the U.S. Open. Lunke screamed and punched the air with her right fist. Relative unknown number two had come through and given the Open a crackling finish. The putts were like a 1-2 punch combination thrown at anyone who still believed that nobody cares. Thousands of fans at the golf course did, and Angela Stanford is counting on them to spread the news.
Hopefully they walk away thinking, God, that was a great U.S. Open. That was a great finish. And it keeps people coming back, I think.
So do good stories. And in Hillary Lunke, the women's tour PR people may have one on their hands. Lunke is the opposite of superstar glitz and teenage glamour. She doesn't hit the ball as far as most other players. Her best finish in a women's pro event was 15th, and she had to play qualifying tournaments just to get to the U.S. Open.
I hope I am an encouragement to people who have to qualify, because I was right back there at the very beginning at the local qualifier playing 18 holes. And you just start from scratch and do the best you can. And there's a lot of people that could do the same thing I can. I know they can.
And how their lives would change. Up until yesterday, Hillary Lunke had earned $69,000 as a pro. Her U.S. Open winner's check was $560,000. And perhaps equally important to her, no more qualifying for the Open. She gets an automatic berth for the next 10 years. Tom Goldman, NPR News.